Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Everybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
Feel stupid.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey. Here we go.
Oh,
yes. The Lord is
somebody
get ready to walk into a miracle.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory. Hallelujah. Come on, your brother.
Bless your name, Lord.
I lift my hands in
worship, and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory, all the honor. Yeah, yeah. I lift my hands in worship, and I bless your holy name, cause you are great. You do miracles. There is no one else like you. Nobody else like you.
There is no one else like you.
For you are great.
You are great.
You do miracles.
National Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And I tell you, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, people are being healed right now as the music of the Lord go up, hallelujah, the praises have gone up, blessings are coming down right now, hallelujah, in your home, and on your job, and on your job, in your car, hallelujah, wherever you are listening to this broadcast, hallelujah, God is addressing your need right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. Blessed be God, the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, he is doing his job. He ain't sleeping. He ain't slumbering. He's taking care of J-O-B, his business, his B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S. Hallelujah. And you know what his business is? It's you and your prosperity. Jesus said, I am come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Jesus said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Glory to God. I feel my help coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we're on fire right now. Glory to God. It's kind of hot in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't saying the roof is on fire, but it's hot in here. Glory to God. The presence of the Lord is here. Why? watch out now. Pastor Peaches, are you around the corner somewhere? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And this is Bishop E.T. Byrd, a.k.a. Pastor Byrd, a.k.a. Brother Byrd, a.k.a. Dr. Byrd, a.k.a. just Earl Byrd. It don't matter. What matters is that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's what's important tonight. I don't care. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What you're going through. I don't care what's facing you. I got news for you. Isaiah 54:17 says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Come on, tell the rest of that, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Every tongue in judgment that comes up in judgment against you, thou shalt condemn. But this is the heritage of the children of God.
The heritage of the children of God. Are you a child of the Most High God? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 100 says so. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 says so. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we're going to have a time today, y'all. You better call somebody now that's got their back against the wall. That's been holding on. Hallelujah. We got news from you. You don't have to hold on anymore. You just press on. Glory to God. Because God has given you a roadmap to glory. He's given you a roadmap to success. He's given you a roadmap to healing. He's given you a roadmap to prosperity. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You know, and what he did, God does things really cool because he's a user-friendly God. He wrote it in a book. And guess what? Some of your folks will say, I can't read too well. Well, he done something else. He done put the Bible on your cell phone, and you get your Bible to talk to you. Glory to tell your cell phone, speak it out loud. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is making it easy for you to know where to go, when to go, how to do it, what to do when you get there, all that kind of good stuff. Well, bless God. Let me calm down just a little bit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for those who listen. I got to do the housekeeping suggestions. Get your pen, your pencil, your magic marker, your plan, something to write on. We suggest a composition notebook so you can put the scriptures down and your notes and also get the children, because see, on Wednesdays we have the children's corner. We're getting ready to go into that, so you need to get there. Hallelujah. Get your children around the phone or the computer or wherever you're receiving this service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And everybody, you know, the space, excuse me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That space is stuck in their life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Guess what? Hallelujah. Get them on the line because you're going to find some stuff out tonight. Hallelujah. And then get your communion elements. Hallelujah. Your bread, your cracker, your toast, a wafer, whatever you have, and something to drink, some juice or some water, or whatever you have to symbolize the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, so the body of Christ, and get that ready because we're going to do Holy Communion. That's right. Every service we do Holy Communion. It's not just once a year thing. It's not just once a month thing. It's not even a once a week thing. Hallelujah. We do communion every day. Glory to God. Sometimes twice a day. Glory to God. Every now and then we do it three times a day. Glory to God. Because it's the meal that heals. It's the meal that gives life, revives life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Preserves life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, thank God. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. I thank God. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready. Hallelujah. We are going to get ready for the children's corner. Because, you know, hallelujah, the children's corner is a favorite not just of myself and my wife, but it's a favorite of God. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such kingdom of heaven. You got to be like a little child. You want to get all that God has for you. Hallelujah. Well, blessed be God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19. me verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah. That was awesome. Really, I love it when I hear little children
Amen.
Praising the Lord. At this time, without further ado, hallelujah, I'm going to introduce to some and present to others none other than the dynamic sister of the Most High God, the quintessential paradigm of feminine, nubile, Nubian spiritual pulchritude. Hallelujah. The essential essence of biblical knowledge and wisdom, none other than Pastor Willie Mae Peachesburg. Are you there?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The floor is yours, my dear. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the children. And I love to hear the voices of the little children singing the songs, too. When I was, a teenager going to Doswell Temple, I think I became the choir director of the little children's choir, I think, when I was, 16 years old. And had rehearsals with them on Saturdays and teach them songs and sing, direct the choir on Sundays. You know, and it's something special and pure about a child's heart. You know, and we know that their angels are always before God. And sometimes, you know, we think sometimes we don't give children, as much credit as they do. Or sometimes children think they can't do anything, or they don't think they're special or whatever to God. But you are, little ones, you are special to God.
Yes.
And he wants you to know that. And there's a place in heaven even for children. Hallelujah. And there's a place in God's heart for children. And you have you are special to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Anytime he puts you, he puts special words in the Bible, in his book for you, he must think of you as special. Hallelujah. All of the instructions in the Word of God is not for adults and old people and all and people, and it's for anybody to give their heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. God has a word for you. And whenever there's a problem, you're having a problem, God has made it so you can open up the scripture and he can console you in the Word of God and give you an answer to whatever you are dealing with in the Word of God. But Jesus loves you, and he really loves you to be obedient to your parents. And Ephesians 6:1, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And I also told you a couple, services ago, that it's not always your biological parents, your people that gave birth to you that God wants you to obey. If you're in the church and people, the church mother telling you, the pastor telling you things that are right to do, you are supposed to obey them. They're not going to tell you go rob a store, go stick somebody up or whatever. They're going to tell you what is going to bring life and health to your bones, and they're going to tell you what's right. It may be the straight and narrow. You may think, oh, my goodness, you know, why don't they leave me alone? They're getting on my nerves or whatever. But listen to what they're saying. Even our parents, even your parents sometimes, it may seem like they're telling you the same thing over and over and over. And you may want to say, Mom, Dad, please get a life. Leave me alone. You done told me that before. But your parents don't want you to end up in jail. They don't want you to end up running with the wrong crowd. They don't want to see you hurt. It does matter if you see when your parents are telling you things, and sometimes you may think, Mom, Dad, I'm not going to, I don't have any bad friends. They may try to even give you advice about your friends that they know you hang with, and you don't know what God is showing them about your friends. And you may say, your parents may come to you, your mom, let's say your mom. Your mom may come to you and say, you asked me about going to a party Friday night at Susie's house, or Sharon's house. And I know I told you I would think about it, but I've been troubled in my spirit. I don't want you to go. And you say, oh, wow, Ma, I've been planning on it, and they expected to see me. Whatever. But you know what? Listen to your mom. Listen to your parents. If you ask your father, and your father, don't ask your mom, and your mom say no, and then you try and go to dad to get a yes. Whatever one of your parents has already told you no, let it be. But if you live in a house with just your father, and you say, Dad, I want to go to such and such, and he says, you know what? What goes on in their house? What kind of house they have? Who runs in and out their house? And he said, you know what? I really don't feel too good about that. Let's wait a while. I don't want you to go over to that party on Friday night, okay? And instead of you huffing and puffing and about to blow smoke out your ears like three little pigs, whatever, or whatever, just say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, okay? And just let it be. I'm going to tell you a story. It's a story that was in the news. This girl, her mother didn't want her to hang with the boy that she wanted to be with. And a lot of times girls get to be teenagers. They get head over heels, and they think they're in love. And, oh, he's so cute. Oh, my goodness. And he got some friends, and his friends told him that oh, wow, man, you really hit the jackpot. She's gorgeous. And they said, but you know what? Your parents have already felt in their spirit that something's not right with your boyfriend and the gang and the people that he hang with. And it was in the news that some guys were some guys in a car rode up beside the car that the boy was in, and the girl was sitting beside the boy that her mother told her not to deal with, not to be with, and to stay in the house. And there was it was a drive-by. And guess who got shot? The girl. But it all could have been avoided. It all could have been avoided if she had listened to her parents. You know what? I used to tell my children, and they used to act as if they knew, they just knew everything. And, oh, my, please. I said, just for the sake of me living a few days longer or being on this earth a few days longer than you, please listen to me. Please heed my words. I'm not talking just to be talking. And to the parents, sometimes we don't, and I know, well, I'll continue to say to the children, children, your parents don't always want to be scolding you or trying to teach you a lesson, or believe me, they have feelings too. Because that's how I felt. I say, oh, Lord, I don't want every time I'm talking to my child, I'm reprimanding him about something, I'm trying to teach him something, I'm trying to tell him something. But parents are mandated by God to tell you what is right, what is wrong. If they don't tell you, God's going to get them.
That's right.
He's going to require it of them.
Yes.
So please, don't mumble under your breath. Don't roll your eyes. Don't blare your eyes up in your head like, oh, goodness, here she go again. And don't be ashamed of your parents out in public. When you see them, don't, oh, my goodness. Think of my mother. Duck, y'all, duck. Hey, I know what children do. I know what children do. When my mother used to come down to the school, my sister used to slide down in the chair. She knew that. Okay, that was mama. You be grateful and blessed. You feel blessed. You have a parent that's able to talk to you, a parent that's able to check on you in school,
yeah.
A parent you can come home from school and talk to, a parent that you can knock on their bedroom door at night and say, Ma, Dad, can we talk?
All right.
Your parents going to be your best friends. They're going to be there when everybody else that left you on the side of the road or don't want to talk to you or whatever. You honor your parents. Honor your mother and father. The word of God says, that's the Ephesians 6:2 says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
Yes.
That it may be well with thee.
Mm.
And thou mayest live long on the earth. My mother is 99 years old. Believe me, she honored her mother and her father.
God.
She honored them. And so therefore, God has given her a long life.
Praise God.
Blessings. Hallelujah. When your ways please God, there's nothing that you can ask Jesus for that he won't bless you with.
Hallelujah.
And there's things that you want. And you know you're pleasing unto God, and you've been listening to your parents. You've been doing what your parents asked you to do, and you're not humping and puffing, sucking your teeth like I used to do when I was a kid, and my mother come run up behind me and bite me or whatever, and I'm thinking she don't hear me, but whatever she told me to do, just no, don't do that. And I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart when I was about 10 or 11 years old. And, you know, and the Lord has forgiven all those little things I used to do as a child, and God has blessed me with a blessed life. And God can do the same for you.
Hallelujah.
He can bless you with the things that you need, the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. And just walk up right before the Lord. Ask him to come into your heart if you haven't. Hallelujah. No one is too young to ask Jesus Christ, too young to ask Jesus Christ to come into their heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And God will bless you.
Hallelujah.
And don't you know, then your parents can teach you how to put on the whole armor of God, how to protect yourself, how to be protected while you're in school against the bully, against the bullets that flies and all. Don't you know, God will bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's in the same chapter of Ephesians 6. It talks about the whole armor of God And starting at the 10th verse, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Young people, you're not too young for this. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. Stick with your parents. You got parents that's in church and it's teaching you the way of the Lord. They can teach you how to battle spiritually against the enemy, against the devil. Hallelujah. Thank God for a parent that is teaching you the word and the way of the Lord. Spend time in the word of God. Ask God to protect you. You will see and experience wonders and things that other people your age, your little friends, would just marvel at.
Amen.
The different things, the different clothing that come out, the different shoes that come out, the different things that come out. God will bless you with them.
Hallelujah.
Well, how do you get that? And you can say, oh, the Lord blessed me with this. You don't have to go in the store and steal. God will give you the desire of your heart. With the different things that you desire and you want, God will bless you with them. You don't have to yield to the temptations of the devil, to the temptations of the world. And when you are in the word of God and God's word is in you, you can speak what you want. And God will prove himself to you, even as a child. Hallelujah. And when this broadcast is over, I want you, if you have a testimony, I want you to call me and let me know. If not tonight, maybe the next day or whatever, I want you to call and talk to me. Let me know that you've accepted Jesus Christ in your heart and that you have seen God do some things for you, even as a child. Hallelujah. We'll give the phone number at the end of the broadcast. Hallelujah. Have a blessed, this is Hump Day. There's a commercial that says, what day is it? What day is it? Woo-hoo! It's Hump Day. It's Wednesday in the middle of the week. Hallelujah. And God will give us strength to go through the rest of the week. Children of God, have a blessed summer. Hallelujah. Ask God to put you where he wants you to be when it comes to summer camps. Tell him if you want a job to get money to buy your clothes and stuff, go back to school, ask God to show you what you can do. If it's a business you want, ask God to show you what business you can get, a legitimate business to get to earn money. Ask God to prove himself to you. God will do it. It's no good thing that he will hold back from you when he knows your heart is pure and you want to live for him. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop Byrd.
Well, bless God. I thank God for you. Now, one of the stories that you shared, I remember a similar one. A former police commissioner of Los Angeles, his granddaughter was told by family, him and all, to stay away from this certain guy. They grew up together, but he's older and he ran with the wrong crowd. They pleaded with her to stay away from this guy. She told the family, you can't pick my friends for me.
Mm.
And, of course, it was a drive-by. They were shooting at him, and he, as far as I know, he's still alive. She's the one that got killed. She was in school, college, had a tremendous life ahead of her.
Well,
just recently, there was a party. When your parents tell you don't go to the party, there's a reason.
Amen. Amen.
Six people were killed at the party. 17 others were hurt at the party. Do you know, I know there's some mother, there's some father, and there's some children now are now happy. They were angry at their parents for not letting them go to that party. But now they're praising God. They may have accepted Christ as their personal Savior because they didn't go to the party where six people were killed and 17 others were injured, were wounded. Praise God. So y'all listen to the words of Pastor Peter's children and listen to your parents in the Lord.
Amen.
Because this is good for you to
know. Yes, yes.
It may save not just your trouble. It may save your life. Yes, you know that child that goes and shoplifts all the time, and you want to go shopping with her, you are outside your mind. Well, I ain't going to do what she do, but when one of a group pickpockets, they take all of them.
Amen.
They arrest all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you don't do what your friends do, you're still going to keep company with them, because the people you hang around will either minister life or death to you. And that's sure enough death. Yeah. Your future may be killed because of who you hang around.
Mm.
So, again, thank you, Pastor Peaches. That was awesome. I really appreciate what you shared today on the Children's Corner. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just want to make an announcement to all the children. You have till July 1st to enter out of the Seven Pillars of Wisdom contest, the memorization contest. And, of course, the winner is going to receive $250 cash money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you got till July 1st. Hallelujah. To actually enter that contest. Hallelujah. And more information, you can call us at 410-444-5152. Again, that's 410-444-5152. Amen. Or you can send a self-addressed stamp envelope to RYMM Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Again, that's RYMM. That's R as in Ralph, Y as in Year, M as in Murray, M as in Murray. Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. And also, I'd like to make an announcement that the ground has been broken for the medical center in Uganda. I think Pastor Peaches, you received a picture of that, and I think then. We just thank God for those who sent pennies. I think one lady said it's about 50 pounds of pennies, and others have done the same or sent just donations, okay? Because every $1, U.S. dollar, is worth, at the last checking, hallelujah, 365.33 shillings in U.S. money, in Ugandan money. That's one U.S. dollar. So your little bit goes a long way. And so we thank you all so much for what you do. And, again, if you like to contribute and you have Zelle or you have PayPal or you have Apple Pay, you can use the code, send your donation to 443-416-1352. Again, that's 443-416-1352. That's 1352. God bless you. Hallelujah. And at this time, Pastor Peaches, can you take us to the throne of grace?
Hallelujah.
And then can you read the New Testament scripture? Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Lord God, for this is a day that you've made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in this day. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us through this day up to this point in time. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that has already gone forth. We thank you, Lord God, for the hearers. We ask you, Lord God, to bless them continually. Let them not just be hearers, but doers of the word also. Bless Mr. Bird as he brings forth the word on tonight. Bless everybody that's listening in the name of Jesus. Any sick among us, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the healing. Lord God, any backsliders, we thank you, Lord God, for stirring them up and bringing them back in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, you're doing, and you're going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you, Jesus. None like you, Lord. None like you, Jesus. We love you, Lord God, Father of our heart. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Father. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. None like you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Father. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Our Old Testament scripture, we know it's Jeremiah 18:1-6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my word. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Did you want me to do also the New Testament?
Yes, you can do the New Testament. Yes, yes.
I thought you were going to do it all.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank God for his word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's just a blessing even to be able to be in the presence of hearing the word of God. Seems like it just goes into your body and heals you. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. May God add a blessing to the hearers of the word, and may we not be hearers only, but doers also.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, that is right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's James 1, verse 22 and 25. Don't just be hearers of the word, but doers also. God bless you all. And we thank God for all of you that tuned into today's service. And you are blessed already, and there's more to come. I thank God for, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Aretha, God bless you. God bless you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Donald Carter, God bless you too. And Teresa McLeod, and glory to God. And Mother Dolores Harris and Brother Ronald Harris and Yvette and Angie Harris, God bless your entire family, all of you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Minister Linda Blackwell and Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca. God bless you, Bianca.
Amen.
Yes, Bianca is the proprietor of the Supreme Discount, 5900 Reisterstown Road. God bless you. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and Stephanie and little Stephanie, little Kitty. Hallelujah, big kitty, who knows, hallelujah, Desiree, Monica, hallelujah, Julius, and Joshua, and Mitchell, and little Mitchell, big Mitchell, hallelujah, glory to God, Darlene, glory to God, hallelujah, Leroy Calvary and the family, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory, Janetta McCoy, Byron McCoy, Senior and Junior, Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior, Angela Jennings, Hill, glory to God. God bless you and your family. Hallelujah. Harry Warsaw, Maisha Warsaw, hallelujah. Margaret Brown, hallelujah. Dorothy Warsaw, and hallelujah. Evangelist, hallelujah. Margaret Pearson, God bless you. Minister Jerry Cleveland, Rakim, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophet Cynthia and another Cynthia and QB Stevens, God bless you, dear. Dominique and Justin, God bless you now and your entire families. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Another Cynthia. God bless you. Joan and Lil. God bless you. Hallelujah. Pastor Maxine and Pastor Theodis. God bless you. Jasmine and another Jasmine. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Sheila from Jessup's. God bless you. Gloria. Hallelujah. Janice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yvonne. God bless you now. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Bob and Lil, God bless you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We send the word of God to heal right now. Psalms 107, verse 20, right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jeffrey and Maria in North Hollywood, California. And Dorothy, hallelujah. Glory to God. I know she's in transit right now. In Tarver, North Carolina, soon to be Baltimore, Maryland. Hallelujah. God bless you now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tanya over there in Ellicott City. And Danielle in Columbia. And Dominique and Parkville and Reggie and Dominique down in North Carolina. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And Rachel, hallelujah, glory to God. And Raymond Banks in Virginia, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And Jason Roseboro, hallelujah. And Charlene Roseboro in Rosedale, hallelujah, glory to God. Got a rose going there. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for all of you. Glory to God. Every last one of you there. Stephanie, another Stephanie. Hallelujah. Another Jasmine. Hallelujah. Josephine. Hallelujah. Another, glory to God. Hallelujah. Martha and Charles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 61 years of marriage. God bless y'all. Y'all showing off. Glory to God. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Howard Johnson. God bless you, Howard Johnson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. Somebody else, Pastor Peaches, we need to throw up into the atmosphere of blessings. Come on now.
Jefferson. It's Donald's mother.
All right. We're in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, yes. We send the word of God to heal. Hallelujah. And deliver right now that young lady. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mother Johnson. Bertha Marie Johnson. Hallelujah. And another Bertha Johnson, Marion Johnson, and Lorena, hallelujah, Johnson, hallelujah. Marion Cranshaw, I got it right. Hallelujah. Pastor Lewis Wright, Pastor Viola Wright, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Brother Joseph and Talitha, hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, but praise God for you. There's so many people that just tuned in. We have some folk that tuned in all over the world. Hallelujah. We've heard in the past, we've gotten phone calls from folk in China and Germany and from the islands. Hallelujah. We've been on several programs. And I tell you, we just thank God for all of you that listen to us all over the world. Mm-hmm. We bless the Lord for you. And you can call us too. 410-444-5152. You can call that number. Hallelujah. You're going to be blessed. Hallelujah. And if we're not available, just leave your name and number. We will call you back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've called the islands. We've called people in the islands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for y'all, all of you. You're just a blessing to us. And Pastor Peaches, I got to ask you, can I ask you a question?
Yes, I hope I know the answer.
Oh, you're going to know the answer to this one. Hallelujah. What time is it?
Oh, communion time.
Hey, hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, we gave you enough time to get everything you need. Hallelujah. Now, y'all get your word and go to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. And verses 23 through 30. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get myself set. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yeah, I got myself set. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 23 to 30, to examine yourselves. And we examine ourselves right now. And see, one of the greatest things that we have to do is understand the covenant name of God, which is, to me, number one. And so, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we understand that your covenant name, Jehovah Tsidkenu, is the number one covenant name. It's the Lord, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And again, we examine ourselves. And we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us.
Thanks.
Isaiah 53 and 5 says, it's Isaiah 53, verse 5, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24. That's 1 Peter 2:24. Your word says, hallelujah, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22. Says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 says, else, hallelujah, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew 26, 28. Your word says we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your words say that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Let me repeat that. You will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said, that you are not a man that you should lie, but your word's going to do what it's set up to do. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. First of all, let's lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, we thank you for them. Hallelujah. We ask that you bless them, anoint them, and sanctify them in Jesus' name. Now, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, your words say in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61:1-3, your words say that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even in your home, in your home, in your home, and on your job, and on your job, and on your job, in your car, and in your car. Hallelujah. Wherever you are listening, supernatural creative miracles, even outside, creative miracles are happening right now.
Thank you,
in
God.
Jesus' name.
Jesus.
To you and you, and yes, you. You, my father, son, daughter, sister, brother, grandparents, even you. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren, even you. Great-grandchildren, even you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new promises. This is my the inheritance that I'm giving you. I'm leaving you. And I mean it really well, and I mean it so much that I wrote it in my blood. Take, let's drink together. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, which means of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you for the blood today. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God, covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us, hallelujah, as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys, utterly reverses every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven against every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Maria Sakaria. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you for our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our families and our extended families, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever in Jesus' name. Psalms 19:14. God bless you. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, what time is it now? Hallelujah.
The time for the word.
Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father God, we ask that you give back, hallelujah, to this of the seed sown tonight, 30, 60, and 100 fold. Hallelujah. And even a thousandfold increase of blessing on the seed sown tonight, oh God. And take me, sir, if you notice right now, you bound in Jesus' name. We curse you in Jesus' name. We in victory in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. We say, get there behind the Satan. And Father God, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is part two of a message that was started on Sunday, and the message was entitled, hallelujah. Be ye holy. Be ye perfect as I am perfect. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, that's what the word said. And Pastor Peaches, can you read those scriptures we used on Sunday? We're gonna give them to these folks because there might be somebody else listening that weren't in on Sunday's message. Can you give it to them real quick?
Matthew 5:48, 2 Timothy 2:15, Psalms 92:12-15, 2 Timothy 3:16, Galatians 5:16-25, Philippians 2:5, Galatians 5:22-23.
Praise God. Praise God. And on Sunday, we shared with you about the father of American scholarship and education, and his name was Noah Webster. He was born, glory to God, October 16th, 1758. And glory to God. I remember that date because, number one, I have a daughter. My father was born on October 16th, and I have a daughter who was born on October 16th. And then I remember that date because 200 years later of his birth, my angel was born. In other words, glory to God, hallelujah. Pastor Peach's birth, glory to God, was born 1958. So that's how I remembered that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But anyway, Noah Webster was a linguist, a semantic guy. He published the first dictionary of the English language in America. He actually, that was in 1806, and he actually codified words. Because at that time, in every area of the country, people were spelling the same word that was pronounced differently. He began to codify stuff. He said, well, color doesn't need a U because it doesn't even sound like it has a U in it. So he spelled color, C-O-L-O-R. Is that right? Is that how you spell color?
Yeah.
Okay. He another example of what he did. There was a center, C-E-N-T-E-R, but at that time people were spelling it C-E-N-T-R-E because that's how they spell it in Europe. But he wanted to codify stuff because he wanted words to be spelled like they sound. Kind of the basis of what do they call that when you're dealing with the word, the way the word sounds? There's a word for that in teaching, so you can know how to do how to spell words because you know the sounds of words.
Oh, what the synonyms, dialect, antonyms?
No. No, look, somebody's going to tell me later on. It'll come to me at 1 o'clock in the morning, but I won't be on the air at that time. But the bottom line is that for the longest time in America, they followed his teaching about words being spelled the way they sound. And so he put out a book called it's called The Blueback Speller. And y'all have to blame Noah Webster. That's why y'all got spelling tests in school, because he wanted you to learn some basic spelling of words and how to pronounce words and how to pronounce syllables. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he did that. And that's why he's called the father of American scholarship and education. Now, he died May 28, 1843. Now, a couple of years later, two brothers, they were named George and Charles Marion, bought the rights to his work and kind of expanded on his works. That's why you have now the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. And see, a lot of folks thought Merriam was one of a daughter or related to Webster. Well, not related. These are brothers that bought the rights to his work. But see, they honored him because they looked at him as being the father of scholasticism and education in America as well. So, but here's the key. Why am I going through all of this? There's a word called perfect. And a lot of you say, well, nobody's perfect. That's not true. But you got to look at the meaning of the word, see, because every word has more than one meaning. And see, the carnal mind can say that. Oh, nobody's perfect. That's the carnal mind. And the carnal definition, the absence of error, the absence of making any mistakes. That's the carnal mind. But see, the biblical or spiritual meaning of the word perfect is full of wisdom, spiritual maturity, apt to teach and mentor, being a seasoned person who is in control of their emotions and feelings. That's what perfect means. You say, well, how do you get that? Well, look in the Word. Look at Ephesians 4:10-11. Now, Jesus, when he was leaving, he said, look, I'm going to give y'all some gifts. I'm going to give you the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. And then 11 says, for what reason are you giving this to the church? For the perfecting of the saints. Making the saints perfect. That don't mean they ain't going to make no mistake. Spiritual maturity. Jesus wanted people serving him who are full of wisdom. You find somebody who say they love God and they serve God and they ain't got no wisdom. They're spiritually deficient. Glory to God. They've been in church 40 years. And they still got a temper. They still can't control their mouth. You know, they still backbiting. They still gossiping all the time. That's not spiritual maturity. That's not spiritual perfection. That's not being full of wisdom. That's not being seasoned in the Word. See, you got a lot of folk who are spiritually retarded. Come on now. See, you're supposed to be perfect in your walk with God. Hallelujah. He said, well, how do you say that? What does Matthew 5:48 say? Pastor Peaches?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Matthew 5:48. Do you have that? If you get that, say amen. And read what it says. Because people need to understand, I did not say this. I did not write this. I came too late to change it.
Hallelujah.
What does the word say?
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
So what does that mean? Full of wisdom. When you hear somebody talking about that, when you hear us talk about being perfect in our daily family confession, that does not mean the world's view. Because we ain't dealing with the world's view. We're dealing with God's view,
Amen.
Christ's view.
Amen.
And Christ's view of perfect is full of, come on, Pastor.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Christ, perfect means full
of wisdom.
Of wisdom. Christ's view means full of wisdom.
Yes.
Somebody, you've got to remember to say that, that perfect in God is full of wisdom, spiritually mature, apt to teach and mentor, come on now, a seasoned ability to control yourself. Mm. Glory to God. Control your emotions, because your emotions are just like the tail that the dove wags. It's a highlighter, but it's not to direct you. It's not to direct what you say, what you do, or even what you think. Come on now. You got to be perfect, full. Oh, what does fool mean? Wait a minute now. Let me, because some of you may not understand fool. You get a glass of water, you fill it to the top, you make it full.
Yes.
Can you put any more water in it?
No.
Why can't you put any more water in it?
Oh.
Okay. Now you drink some of that, then you can put some more water in so you can be full. You have to be in a process of being perfect, a process of being full of wisdom. And that's why you got to stay in the Word. If you ain't reading the Word of God religiously and deliberately and often, glory to God, you're spiritually retarded. Come on now. How are you spiritually retarded? Because you're not reading the Word. You got to stay full of
wisdom.
Come on now. Because the Bible says, be ye
perfect.
As your Father who is in heaven is
perfect.
He is full of wisdom. You say, well, God ain't full of wisdom. You better watch your mouth, boy. Girl, you better watch your mouth. Yes, he is. He spoke the word and the world came into being. You come on now. You got to understand what perfect really means. And you can tell somebody, I'm perfect.
That's right. Slow to speak and quick to listen.
Come on now.
And to teach and mentor.
Come on now. See, people need to understand it. He said, well, you're perfect? I mean, you don't make a mistake. No, I didn't say that. I say I'm perfect. Perfect means spiritually. Perfect means full of
wisdom.
Perfect means spiritually mature. Come on now. Oh, by the way, glory to God. Back to Ephesians 4:11. Perfecting of the saints. For what reason does God want you perfect? For the work of the ministry. You can't do the work of the ministry if you're not full of wisdom.
Amen.
What you be doing, you be shooting yourself in the foot. You be making God, the message, a shame. You be making God look bad because you're not perfect. You're not full of wisdom. But see, when you get full of wisdom, and where does wisdom come from? The Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what God said in the Word? Hallelujah. Psalms 119, verse 105. You know what that says. You don't have to go there, Pastor Peter. I tell you what it says, y'all. It says, hallelujah, the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet. Let you know where you are, glory to God, whether you're standing on solid ground or not. And then it says it's a light into your path. In other words, it lets you know what path you're on, whether you're on the right path or the wrong path, whether there's a hole in the road or what do you call those sinkholes in the road, you know, how the cars and buildings fall in a big sinkhole, or whether you may have to change your direction and get back on track or something. Hallelujah. It's a light into your path. See, that tells you about your future. Hallelujah. The lamp to your feet tells you about now. A light to your path tells you about your future. But you ain't reading a word, so you don't know what your future's going on. You don't know where you are. So I don't know what's going to happen. I just hoping. Well, read the Word of God and tell you. I don't know if it's God's will I'll be healed. Well, what God say about it? God said in 3 John 1 and 2, beloved, I wish that thou be prosper and be in health, even as I so prosper and be in health. God's will is that you be in health. But I believe that he gave me the gizzard problem so I could witness to the person in the other bed. You're supposed to be witnessing first place. God don't give you no gizzard problem. The devil's one that brought sickness in this world. Sin brought sickness to this world. That's why sin's sick. And you glory to God. Hallelujah. God didn't bring no sickness. Well, God, why so many sick people? God didn't bring sickness. God brought life. Oh, you don't believe me? Read Genesis, glory to God. Genesis chapter 1, who brought life? Then you, hallelujah. Then you can see who brought sickness and sin to the world, the devil and anybody that listened to the devil. So if you listen to the devil, you better slow your roll. You better back up. Hallelujah. Get on the right track. Get on the good foot. Because being on the bad foot ain't good at all. Oh, I see you hopping. Get on the other foot. If you've been in trouble, hallelujah, you've been doing some dirty, trying to call it clean, you better get on the good foot, because you're just getting yourself in trouble. Hallelujah. It's coming. Hallelujah. Because the seed you sow is the crop you grow. That was a message a while ago. Hallelujah. So you're sowing seed. If you're sowing bad seed, you're going to get a bad harvest. Come on now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our God is consistent God. Hallelujah. He's a consistent. You sow orange seed. Guess what? You're going to get an orange tree. You sow a lemon seed, you're going to get a lemon tree. If you ever sow a corn seed and get an orange tree, you let me know. Because somebody made a mistake somewhere. I don't know, somebody put the wrong seed in the bag or whatever. But you ain't going to get no corn crop from a lemon seed. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. But you got to be perfect, baby. And the only way you can be perfect spiritually is that you be perfectly attuned to God. And you stay in his word.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Don't just be a sometime. Glory to God. If some of you treated your spouse or your girlfriend like y'all treat God, boy, hallelujah, your girlfriend will left you in the dust. Your wife or husband will left you in the dust. Because sometimes y'all don't even check them out once a week. Some of you don't even read the Bible once a month. Glory to God. And then you wonder why God don't answer your prayer. It's not that God don't answer your prayer. You're shooting yourself in the foot. You got to be a precept upon precept. You got to make sure you're using the right equation. You're doing everything you're supposed to be doing. But the Bible says that all the promises of God are yea and amen. You need to read the whole scripture.
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. You need to read the whole scripture. And see, you'll find out all the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ to the glory of God the Father. So if you want something that will glorify God, hallelujah, the Father, hallelujah, and you are in Christ, then the hallelujah. What you ask, you're going to get yeah and amen. See, you didn't know that, did you? Why you didn't know that? Because you're not reading the word. Don't you come to me and ask me to do something for you and you haven't gone to the Father God. Because God said, I'm right here. I'm standing here for you. And you go looking all over the world for stuff. I had one lady say, do you know where a prophet is? I want to go to a prophet so I can hear. The Bible, the entire Bible, is a prophetic word of God. Mm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've left all my scriptures. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2, glory to God. 2 Timothy 3, 3:16. Yeah, go there. You really, unless you're stubborn and hard-headed, see, that's what people who are stubborn and hard-headed need a prophet for, because they're not reading the word. Because you read the word, you'll find out what God's doing and how he's doing it and what you need to do while he's doing what he's doing. But when you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, read that scripture.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Okay, now that was 2 Timothy 2:15, wasn't that?
Yes.
Okay, I need you to go to 2 Timothy 3:16. This is what I want you to hear.
Oh.
Y'all need to hear this. 2 Timothy 3:16.
Oh.
You need to hear. Go ahead. Oh, excuse me.
It's given by inspiration.
No, start at the beginning because I was talking over you. I apologize. Go ahead.
2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God,
mm-hmm.
and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
You want to live righteously? Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33 says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else is going to be added to you. And you want to know, but you don't get in the Word. And then you call and then complain. I had people call me, and I'm not calling nobody's name out, but I had people call me and say, you know, I'm really mad at God because I asked him such and such, and he don't do it. And I said, well, are you reading his Word? Well, are you listening to a service? Because often you have to hear what the preacher is saying. See, there are some folk, you got Jimmy, my name is Jimmy, Timmy, and Kimmy. And they don't want to do nothing else but what they want from God. They look at God as a celestial bellhop. The Bible says, be ye perfect as I am perfect. Full of wisdom. No, look. If you get a package and it has some instructions for how to put this thing together, and you don't read it, and then you complain because you put it together and it's not working right, there's something wrong, not with the manufacturer, but with you, because you didn't read the instruction manual. The Word of God is your instruction manual. And if what you're doing is not working, it may be because you didn't read the instruction manual. Did you hear what I said? Hallelujah. Have you heard what I said today? Be ye perfect. This is a commandment. That was part of the Sermon on the Mount. Did you know that? Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes and all those attitudes. And see, your attitude will determine your altitude. And these are the Beatitudes. In other words, this is your attitudes you ought to have. And the last one is on all of this. Be ye perfect as I am perfect. In other words, be full of wisdom. Hallelujah. Be spiritually mature. Glory to God. Be a seasoned servant of the Lord who can control his emotions. Hallelujah. Be active. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's it. If you don't get nothing out of this, you're hard-headed and stubborn, and you need to go back down on your knees. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for what you shared to these, your people. We thank you, O God, that they have listening ears. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, that they receive. And we decree and declare 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed of today. Sustain. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise that's yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Peaches, go ahead.
Hallelujah. If you'd like to invite Christ into your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. And Lord God, I believe that I am saved. Hallelujah. Saints of God, heaven rejoices over you. If you would like to call us after the broadcast is over to let us know that you are now a child of God, or you need someone to pray with you, or you have a testimony, dial 410-444-5152. We'll be glad to speak to you. Mother, have a child that wants to call us. I'll be glad to speak to your child. Hallelujah. 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. You want to drop us a line, send a donation to Dr. Helene Russell for the hospital in Uganda, the post office box, send it to RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. We thank you, bless you, have a wonderful rest of your week in the Lord, and you are victorious in Christ Jesus.